Today on Real Life Radio.
Whatever we do, we're either building the kingdom of God and we're excited about Jesus being exalted, right? Or we're hanging, here's the funny thing. Or we're hanging on to everything we got and we think it's ours. We've polluted ourselves to think it's mine. It's all mine. Look what I have. And you don't have it.
This is Real Life. Welcome to Real Life Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. There are so many ways biblical truth is being challenged these days. With AI, social media, and fake news influencing our culture, how do we decipher truth from fiction? In Pastor Jack's new book called Living in the Days of Deception, he'll untangle the truth from the lies that seem to assault us from every direction. He'll not only identify the characteristics of deceivers, but how to recognize the deceptions that are altering and even replacing the truth. You'll be encouraged as he pinpoints the key to standing strong as these spiritual battles intensify. So equip yourself now from being fooled by the counterfeits that have grown more and more difficult to detect. Order Living in the Days of Deception by Jack Hibbs for a gift of any amount to the Ministry of Real Life. Order now and you'll receive exclusive bonus video content by Pastor Jack. Go to jackhibbs.com/days. That's D-A-Z-E, jackhibbs.com/days. On today's edition of Real Life Radio, Pastor Jack continues his series called 1 Corinthians with a message titled Christians Behaving Badly, Part 2. 1 Corinthians was written by the Apostle Paul to the Church of God in Corinth, and it's a study on how to stay true to the gospel message of Jesus Christ. You see, many have come to Christ, but sometimes Paul has to talk to the church's babies who just refuse to grow up. They're not holding down a good diet of spiritual food, and they can't see the bigger picture. So today, Pastor Jack teaches that it's not too late to identify what's separating us from a closer relationship with God. We can still recover from a life of apathy and selfishness. Now, with his message called Christians Behaving Badly, Part 2, here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs.
You know the great statement of Jesus, the first shall be last, the last shall be first? Right now, the carnal Christian says, I want to be first. Where's the line? Where's the line? Here's the line. The first thing they do is they go, I'm speaking spiritually now, although we don't appreciate it physically either. The carnal Christian goes right to the front to see what they can do to get in the front line. The spiritual Christian says, I'm not going to sweat it. I just got here. I'll get to the back of the line. And you stand in the back of the line. And the amazing thing about that is Jesus says, don't worry about it. The last will be first when I get done with the program, and the first will be last. Well, how does that happen? I don't know. Maybe when they open the door, it opens up and slaps the first guy in line in the face. Or what if they said, you know what, have you ever been to those elevators that have two doors on each side? Walk in there, everyone's facing this way, press the button, walk in. Yeah, at least I'm the first one out of here. And then it stops and the door opens up and he's like, hello, come on, and everybody's out. It opened up behind you and they left that back way. It's hilarious. Think of that, first shall be last shall be first. Now, this is very important. Point number four, it's this. The Christians behaving badly, it's this, that they hinder the work of the kingdom, verses 8 through 10. The carnal Christian hinders the kingdom work. Number one, by goofing off rather than getting the work done. They goof off. Verse 8 says, now he who plants and he who waters are one. We're in this together. We're all planting and watering together. That's all that's important. Listen, don't say anything out loud. Ask yourself this question. Are you planting? Or are you watering? See, what does that mean? Are you getting the word of God out to the world? Are you participating? And they say, how am I supposed to do that? What do you think your tithes and offerings do? What do you think your prayers are doing? What do you think, if ever you get a DVD or a CD or whatever of a message here, do you understand that? In fact, I heard this from somebody here a while back. And they said this, I can't believe it. I have a friend in another state and you send the teachings there to them for free. And I have to pay, what is it, $100? Now how much is it a message? $3. I have to pay $3. First of all, you don't have to pay anything. You want to make a big enough stink about it, we'll give it to you. Truly, I'm not joking. Here's the thing. those people in the, that are serving there are instructed to say, ma'am, sir, we give you who attend here the opportunity. That money, 100% of it goes to getting the gospel out to those who don't live in the region, and they say, I'd like to get these messages here in the Indian reservation of the Blackfoot Indian tribe in South Dakota, which is a real story, but we can't afford it. Well, I don't care about that. I can't believe I'm having to pay $3. Hey, give her the teaching. Listen, we're not losing. She just lost in investing in the work of God. To the carnal Christian, it's only as far as their nose goes. They can't see the end. It's like coming to the end of your life. And the book of Proverbs says that the parents are to store up an inheritance for their children. People come to the end of their lives and say, man, I got nothing. I had cool this and I had a cool that. And I had a really wild one of those and a really fun one of these. Well, why does that happen? Well, how is it that you come to the end and there's nothing? Take that into the spiritual step. You come to the end of your life and you didn't invest in the kingdom of God. It's because you didn't believe what his word had said. And the Bible says you're carnal. Oh, you're going to heaven. That's settled. You go, thanks, Pastor. But I got to tell you, if you care about the things of God, that ain't enough. That's already settled. You're in, man. You're in. But now that you're in, what are you going to do with it? It's exciting. I got to tell you guys, the hindering of the work, goofing off rather than getting the work done, putting my notes together this morning, because by the time I come to Sunday morning, I have notes all over the place, and then I just have the Lord help me assemble it all right before service. Lord, what do you want? I throw away more stuff than I wind up using, and it's just part of the process. And I was putting this here, and the Lord just laid stuff on my heart. And I got to tell you, I got emotional. And I didn't get emotional at first service because I think I cried it all out in the early hours of this morning putting this together. And here it is right here. Look at verse 8. Verse 8 really affected me. Now, he who plants and he who waters are one, but, or and. Some of your Bibles say but. That's more accurate. But each one will receive his own reward according to his own labor. He's talking to Christians. You can't work your way into heaven. Do you all understand that? I need a yes or I need a no. You understand that? You can't get to heaven by being good. But now that Jesus has saved you, be good. So check this out. I'm just sharing what God is convicting my heart about. And this is the way I read it this morning. He who plants, me. He who waters, me. Lord, show me which or give me both. And he's been faithful to do that. God has put me in places I would never have even picked or even thought of possible. How is it? I'm on Friday night, I'm speaking to the concerned women of America. I'm not a woman. I am concerned, but I'm not a woman. And I am an American. What am I doing there? Beverly LaHaye wants me to speak there. How did this happen? He said, Lord, just don't let me blow it. And I don't know, man, there was another pastor that he was there to open up in prayer, and I was one of the speakers, and he and I were like this. Oh, you okay? No, I'm not okay, man. You get like this before every service? I get nervous before service, but not like this. What's the deal? It's all these chicks in the room. I mean, look at us. They're like all these women in the room. This is not normal. What are we doing here? I'm serious. We had a real conversation doing that. We're like this, what are we doing here? I can't believe it. It's being broadcast back to Washington, D.C. It's like, it's great to be here. I'm like, nose starts growing. Ooh. It's terrifying. I said, what are we doing here? I don't know, Lord, but help me to be a waterer or a planter. And I was so convicted thinking, this is what the Lord laid on my heart. And I don't know what this means. And don't tell me what you think it means. God can tell me what it means. I believe he said, Jack, you're running out of time. Well, what does that mean? You're running out of time. And he gave me these verses. This is for me. He gave me this thought. Time, resources, and opportunity are the issues, Jack. Time, resources, and the opportunity. are the issues, Jack. Because you're already saved. You're going to heaven. I'm done with that part. Now I want to know what you're going to do with your life. What do you want me to do? And this is what I got. Matthew 6:24. This may or may not mean anything to you, but it means everything to me. Jesus says, no man can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be loyal to the one and despise the other, but you cannot serve God or money. Did you know America is baroque? We are mathematically impossibility to repair our economy. We need 1,943 years to recover from the spending that's happened in the last 18 months. We need 1,943 years to pay back. I believe it's $1,000 per person per day. The formula, you can put it in. It's on the web. It's amazing. It's going to take us almost 2,000 years to pay back the spending that's happened in 18 months. It's over for America. Over! And God is saying, Jack, you're in a culture and you are of a people who will either serve me or money. And I'm trying to give you guys a hint. God says, the money is gone and you still don't recognize me. The money's gone and you still can't see me as a nation, as a people. You're not calling out to me. Time, resources, and opportunity. John chapter 9, verse 2, Jesus said, the disciples asked him, saying, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he should be born blind? And Jesus says, neither one of them, neither his parents or the man sinned, but that the works of God should be revealed in him. And this is encouraging now. I must work the works of him who sent me while it is yet day. Jesus is saying this. The night is coming when no man can work. As long as I'm in the world, I am the light of the world, Jesus said. Leave that up on the screen for a second, guys. This is the Son of God in flesh, God eternal. The Son of God, come from heaven to earth. He says, I must work the works of him, that's his pop, that's dad, father, who sent me while it, what? It is day. Why? Because night is coming.
You're listening to Real Life with Pastor Jack Hibbs. You know, to hear more episodes and maybe catch up in the series, just go to jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. And for now, let's get back to our teaching. Once again, here's Pastor Jack.
Didn't Joshua go to battle? They were being invaded by a bunch of bad guys. So are you. And Joshua says, oh my gosh, we got to do something. And he goes to war. Joshua commands Israel, goes to war to fight the enemies of Israel, and Joshua figures out, because he's a great general, holy cow, this we're not going to make, we're running out of time. He's Jewish, he didn't say holy cow. He said, oy vey, we're running out of time. We are running out of time, and he cries. Joshua goes, God, make the sun to stand still in the valley of Adullam. And don't allow the moon to rise. What an insane prayer. Are you kidding me? What made him even think that? He's probably thinking like you and I think. It's not so far-fetched. Man, I just wish I had more time in the day. You ever think that? I wish there was more days in the week. I wish there were more weeks in the year. He says, I wish the sun would stand still. I got to finish this job. If it gets dark, the enemy is going to flee and they'll come back another day. Guess what God did? It says that God heard his prayer and he caused the sun to stand still. And they finished the battle. Time is everything. And the Lord is laying on my heart, hey, Jack, what are you doing with your time and the opportunities I give you? What are you doing with your resources? I think God answers prayers like that if we're willing to pray them. And the person that's here this morning saying, man, I don't think God wants to do anything in my life. Listen, buck up, okay, and pray this prayer. Dear God, cause the sun to stand still and let me get in the game. You're not in the game yet. You're not in the fight. You're not in the war. God answers those prayers if you're in the war. Get in the fight. Seriously, get in the fight. Help us. Stand up. Get in the fight. Don't sit there and wait it off. And by the way, we all know. When you don't get in the fight, you are the number one criticizer of those who are in the fight. Everybody knows that about you. Don't you know that? You've deceived yourself. Well, I don't think we should. That's because you're not doing anything. I told you before, I'll say it again. Let's, as a church, get an A for trying, and if we fail, better than an F for sitting around and doing nothing. Get in the game and watch the sun stand still. Watch God impress upon your heart. More time! He says in verse 9, for we are God's fellow workers. Yes! You are God's field. You are God's building. This is awesome. Because when Jesus comes to a field, he expects fruit and vegetables to be produced. When he comes to a building, he expects to be invited into it. Paul's talking to the Christian. He's saying, look at you guys, you're amazing. Yeah, you're goofing off, you're carnal, you're a bunch of nincompoops, but the truth is you're going to heaven. By the way, I'm not saying any of you are nincompoops. No, you guys are different. I mean to tell you, I'm not joking. You guys are engaged, you guys are shaking it up. I was speaking at that event on Friday night and women came from Florida and they said, we watch your services on Wednesday night from Orlando. They know you. Unbelievable. You guys are awesome. Here's the thing. There is a danger. If there's one person in here this morning that is nurturing a carnal heart as a Christian, you're going to heaven. But nobody, if you died today, nobody would miss your Christianity. That's a scary day. Why? Because look at verse 10. They're carnal Christians and they hinder the kingdom of God by having not gotten involved. They've resisted the work. According to the grace of God, verse 10 says, which was given to me, I, as a wise master builder, I've laid the foundation, Paul said, and others build on it. Let each one take heed how he builds. The word take heed means to examine, use a plumb line. Watch out. Make sure it's going upright. Examine your Christian walk. Watch out. Get involved. Don't miss it. Fifth and final point. I got to do this very fast. Christians behaving badly. Why? How? They go about building their own kingdom. They build their own kingdom. The only sad thing about this, not the only sad thing, the profound sad thing is, you know those kinds of things because they last one generation. They last as long as the guy's around. Verses 11 to 13, their foundation's cracked. They start their work on a disgruntled heart or a bitter heart or a jealous heart or an ambitious heart. They're cracked. They're kingdom builders for themselves. Look what he says, for no other foundation can anyone lay which is Jesus Christ. See this? You can't see this, but I wish you could hear it. Can you hear that? Here's the carpet and here's this. Hear the difference? I'm standing on a bronze plaque right here. What's it say? No other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 3:11. It's been here since this church started. You can build other things. You can have a foundation. But if it's not Jesus, it's going to come crumbling down, my friend. You say, when is that going to happen? Oh, it's going to come. Look at this other point here in verses 14 to 15. They have forgotten about the judgment. It's all going to come to an end someday. See, they get so caught up in what's in it for them as a carnal, well, what do I get? And how come I'm not in the front? And it's all about me, and I'm going to name it after myself. Can you imagine? Think about this. Let's start etching your names who tithe in the glass of the church. Huh? Why not? Let's take these incredibly illustrious and glamorous seats you're sitting in. I'm joking about the cheapest seats you can buy. And put your name, let's embroider your name on there. What do you think of that? Most of you, it makes you sick to your stomach to think like that. Why? Because it's all about Jesus. It's not about us. Amen. But some people go, hey, that's a great idea. I'd like that. Watch, you know why? The person who thinks like that is the person who either A, gave a lot, or B, thinks they gave a lot. But here's the thing is they didn't give anything to anybody. did they? They gave it to themselves. When you go to Disneyland, if you ever afford to go to Disneyland, when you walk up to Disneyland, have you seen the bricks on the ground? What's it say? It says Mr. and Mrs. Mouse. Well, how'd you do that? I want a brick like that. Daddy, daddy, I've heard kids say, I want a brick. I want, I name my name. Well, you got to give that rat or that rodent, you have to give that rodent a lot of money, man, to get that on there. Now we're done. But I want you to think of this. This is going to be really mean. Paul is saying your life doesn't belong to you, Corinthians. If he was here today, he'd say, hey, Chino Hillians, doesn't belong to you either. Doesn't belong to you. Belongs to God, right? And whatever we do, we're either building the kingdom of God and we're excited about Jesus being exalted, right? Or here's the funny thing. Or we're hanging on to everything we got and we think it's ours. We've polluted ourselves to think it's mine. It's all mine. Look what I have. And you don't have it. We need to make sure that we are constant Christians, not part-time. And even in our leisure, now I'm getting really excited. That's why I'm closing with this. I'll even send the worship team out. Watch this. That's how much I'm committed to closing. Lisa and I were supposed to go on vacation in June. And then a granddaughter came along, messed all that up. So we had to cancel our plans. And it's been a long time since we've been on vacation. It's like, and we need to take vacation. You have to have a break. God says you need a Sabbath. And if you don't Sabbath, he'll knock you out. I know what that's like. If you don't take a break, God will take it. He'll get it out of you. And so we have a vacation coming up in, 3 weeks or something like that. It's like, yes. And so I've been putting money aside. In fact, as soon as I come back from vacation, I personally start putting money in a can instantly for the next year's vacation. Okay? And I have God's approval to do that. So watch. When you go on vacation, do you take your Bible with you when you go on vacation? Because you live even your vacation or your leisure time today, this afternoon, you live it to the glory of God. Okay? Because it's all His. And I want you to be bold as a lion. I want you to be able to go on a vacation or take a break or take 3 days or go climb a tree and look, whatever you want to do, take a walk along the beach and be free because you've given your life to God. Okay? Those of you who are carnal, you don't even understand what I'm talking about. You say, well, I could never save up money to go on a vacation because I got to do this, that, and the other thing. And I certainly can't give money to getting the gospel to the world or give any of my time to help at the church or to go on a missions trip to Haiti. I could never do that because my time's too valuable. Dude, you're running out of time. You're running out of time for God.
Pastor and Bible teacher, Jack Hibbs, here on Real Life Radio with his message called Christians Behaving Badly, Part 2. Thanks for being here today. You know, this message is part of Pastor Jack's series called 1 Corinthians, a series on the Corinthian church and the Apostle Paul's bold call for purity. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Life Radio. Are you searching for answers these days in a world where truth is hard to find? Well, my friend, as you heard in our broadcast, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And if you'd like to learn more about what that means to you personally, just go to our website, jackhibbs.com, and then click on that tab there that's labeled Know God. And there you'll be guided through what committing to Jesus Christ really means and the freedom that you'll find in knowing God. That's the Know God tab at our website, jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. So, Pastor Jack, your book, Living in the Days of Deception, has been out for about a month now, right? And the response has been off the charts, so to say. Are you surprised at that response at all?
Listen, surprised, that's not a word that covers what we have experienced. Listen, when we get a phone call that even during the pre-release, pre-sale from the publisher, for them to say, Listen, this is number 38 on all-time Amazon, and now it's at 16, or now it's at number one in Christian content. That has happened numerous times during the pre-sale segment of this book. So we were just happy to be asked to write it. We did not expect this kind of response from people.
Living in the Days of Deception by Jack Hibbs is available for a gift of any amount at jackhibbs.com/days. That's D-A-Z-E, days. jackhibbs.com/D-A-Z-E. This program is made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Life Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time here on Real Life Radio.